Today marked another chapter in one of the biggest women's health court cases in Australian history. The federal court has dismissed an appeal against a landmark judgment awarding $2.6 million to Australian women with faulty vaginal mesh implants. It paves the way for thousands of women to claim compensation for the debilitating consequences they've suffered. Alexia Atwood reports.
When the judgment came through, it was like a death. You sort of see your life flash before you. When the judgment came through, I just broke into tears. I thought, oh.
It's been a long journey for former nurse Peter Bennett. She had vaginal mesh implanted back in 2004 after suffering bladder weakness and has since suffered life-altering consequences.
I hate being a victim. I absolutely hate it. Especially being a registered nurse is the last thing I want to do. I remember hundreds of people would come through and I'd think, none of them have my symptoms. What's wrong with me?
She's one of 10,000 women participating in the largest product liability class action Australia has ever seen against drug company Johnson & Johnson. The federal court dismissed an appeal against a landmark judgment that awarded $2.6 million to a group of Australian women with faulty vaginal mesh implants. Peter's daughter, Alison Welch, stood by her side, comforting her as she reflected on today's result.
She can't stand for more than 10 minutes at a time. She always has to have a railing nearby or someone, you know, she falls.
They should never have been allowed. They shouldn't have done what they've done. I wouldn't be sitting here today if I wasn't implanted with TVT. I'd be working. I'd be looking after people. And I can't. I was trying not to cry. It didn't happen.
It's okay. You're doing good, Mum.
The devices, also known as transvaginal mesh, were implanted into the pelvis for conditions that included pelvis organ prolapse and stress urinary incontinence. The devices were banned in 2017, and a Senate inquiry in 2018 found women who were suffering after having a mesh inserted were ignored and treated appallingly. Shine Lawyers class action practice leader Rebecca Jorn-Korskis says it's time to start compensating the thousands of women involved in the class action so they can pay for essential medical treatment.
Well, Justice Katzmann has ordered compensation be paid to the three lead applicants in the proceeding, but the individual claims of the thousands of group members in the class will now need to be determined, and each of those women have a right to bring their individual claim for compensation before the court, and we'll assist them and facilitate the determination of those claims. That's unless there's any settlement between the parties.
And she says it's not too late for other women to come forward and seek compensation. Johnson & Johnson says it acted ethically in researching and supplying the devices and is considering whether it will appeal to the High Court of Australia. Peter Bennett says she had to go overseas in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic to have her mesh removed because she was told the operation for her complicated case wasn't possible in Australia.
And then I ended up in America. I couldn't get that done in Australia. I'm really glad that I went during a pandemic to get that done.
Leading gynaecologist Professor Thierry Vanckai says he does see the need to refer some of his patients overseas.
There's a few cases that I still send over to St. Louis, Missouri, myself, because they're too complex to be undertaken here. A surgeon, I would say, who needs to build up expertise, it takes a number of cases to do, and there are not enough of those individual cases to say that you can build up the expertise to address those.
Professor Steve Robson from the Federal Council of the Australian Medical Association says he would implore women to think very carefully before travelling for the operation.
I think women who've seen these successful reports need to be very cautious because the conditions are complex and need very, very careful and skilled assessment before you make any decision about surgery.
Professor Steve Robson from the Australian Medical Association, ending that report by Alexia Atwood.